This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. This is...
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com. Customers always come back.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in! In at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down 6, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within 3. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a 3. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kryle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out for Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by 5.
Wow. Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and 3-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play.
Wow.
Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Bodkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bodkins up one. Bodkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And scoresbroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Bodkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trays. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Normie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
We are the champions.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, it's the long-awaited rematch between Rushi and Richmond Heights. Rushi Raiders, Richmond Heights Spartans, state semifinal, Boys Division IV, tip-off in about 35 minutes or so here on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi 27-1, Richmond Heights 17-9. Two juggernauts playing for the right to advance to a state championship on Sunday morning at 10:45 against Berlin Highland, which edged Lima Central Catholic by 3 in double overtime in a thrilling encounter earlier here today. Needless to say, Chuck, Rushi's got unfinished business to do. Raiders played 3 great quarters last year against Richmond Heights and then didn't play well in the fourth, got beat. Richmond Heights got hot and won the game by 15. Rushi actually led with under a minute to go in period number 3, played Richmond Heights extremely well. Need to do that again and add 8 or 9 more minutes to it.
Well, yeah, I mean, they got to have some confidence after last year's game. I mean, they have no fear, but they're playing. I'm watching Richmond Heights. I wasn't here last year. I'd had eye surgery. I didn't see them. But I'm watching them warm up, and there's 3 or 4 men out there playing basketball for them, and Rushi's going to have to really keep them off the boards. They don't look like they're a great shooting team, but they're all going to crash the boards. And if you give them 3 and 4 times at putbacks, you're going to have a long day.
Redskins of Fort Loramie won the state championship in Division IV girls hoops last weekend. And Rushi boys trying to bring back to Shelby County another state title here this weekend. Richmond Heights was really challenged a year ago by Rushi, as we noted. It wound up 66-51. Raiders actually led by 2 at 38-36 on a Hayden Quinter free throw late in the third quarter. Buddy Damaris Winters 3 on the next possession gave Richmond Heights the lead for good. The Spartans scored 18 of the game's next 22 points for a 54-42 lead and wound up winning by 15. Despite that 47-game win streak heading into that game for Richmond Heights, and despite Heights' athleticism and length, the Raiders did not back down, leading for most all of the first half. Braden Monin had 20 on the night, Aiden Quinter 17, as the Raiders drove and attacked the rim. Those two combined for 37 of the 51. The Spartans shared the scoring load. Dorian Jones had 17. Isaiah Steele, 16. Derek Barber, 14. Winners had 10. Same players returning for Richmond Heights without the 6'7 or 6'8 lad that started the season and was ruled ineligible about halfway through. We'll talk to Rushi head coach Spencer Cordonier in just a few minutes. Needless to say, Chuck, somehow, some way, got to diminish the easy baskets for Richmond Heights. Can't turn it over at midcourt. Can't allow those run-out scores in transition. The layups make Richmond Heights perform half-court, make them earn every basket the Spartans get.
Well, and that's funny because that has been what we've said about the opponents of Rushi all season. And now the shoe's on the other foot, and they have to understand that they want to run the basketball as much as they can, beat them back on defense, but defensively, man, they can't send 5 people to the boards or it's going to be run and gun at the other end.
Raiders committed 22 turnovers last year against Richmond Heights, which led to 29 points by the Spartans. Rushi scored 4 points off Heights' 9 turnovers. Stage is set. We had a thrilling first game. Hoping for a great second game here between Rushi and Richmond Heights. Raiders do need to get off to a good start. And hopefully the Rushi boys can bring right back to Shelby County by the end of this weekend a second state title in 10 days. Last week, the Fort Loramie girls triumphant, defeating Convoy Crestview in Waterford on Thursday and Saturday to take home the girls' D4 state crown. Head coach Carla Siegel's 4th in her tenure.
Yeah, I mean, Port Laramie has got are on an amazing run. Carla Siegel, what a basketball coach. She has a great staff, and they do everything right. I mean, right down, when you watch them during the season and we're there when they have the young kids come, and Carla doesn't go in the locker room to talk to the team. She stays out there and watches those girls, and those girls remember that.
What a job by Spencer Cordon, your head coach of Rushi. He's got a phenomenal team, highly skilled, talented. They are gritty, determined, tenacious. They rebound, run the floor extremely well. And here lately, Chuck, have shot the ball from the perimeter in timely fashion. That's going to be key today for Rushi.
Yeah, I mean, you got the background, but they've played down here, and Richmond Heights has not played down here this year. And I think that gives Rushi a little bit of an advantage. Rogine is a great shooter off the bench, but is he going to have enough room, because he's not a big kid, to get his shot off? That could be a key for him also.
Both clubs exhibit excellent balance. Richmond Heights has five players between 10 and 14 points a game, and Rushi has got five between 9 and 11 points a game.
Yep.
Quentin Rogers, 7 years head coach at Richmond Heights. This team is no stranger to the state tournament. In fact, Richmond Heights has been here five of the last six seasons. In 2021, lost to Bodkins. Richmond Heights wasn't nearly as good that campaign, but give credit where it's due. Bodkins Trojan played excellent defense and beat the Spartans 44-40. In a state semifinal before knocking off Columbus Grove in the championship. That was in 2021 when Fort Laramie girls also won the state championship.
Yeah, that was a fun year. And that Bodkins team, they got on a roll at the right time, and they played a tough district. They played a tough regional. And when they got down here, they played a terrific game defensively against Richmond Heights.
Rushi coming off a fine regional championship triumph over Troy Christian by a score of 56-35. Rushi started fast, as the Raiders have the entire tournament, built a 32-11 halftime lead, and then coasted. Wow, was Benjamin York ever dynamite off the bench? He was explosive.
He was on fire. He came out. He got 19 points as a sub. And they realize, I mean, they've all said he's a starter, but we just have better chemistry right now with him coming off the bench. And it doesn't matter who starts. It's who's out there at the end that counts.
Rushi Raiders, second straight year here at the UD Arena in the state Final Four in Boys Division IV. The opponent for the second straight year, Richmond Heights. We'll return with more from here at the UD Arena in a few minutes. I'm Jack Kramer, along with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Securicon in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-Com. Online at SecureCon.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome back to the UD Arena. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Good size for the Spartans of Richmond Heights, as was the case a year ago. And as has been the last several seasons at Richmond Heights. 6'6", 6'5", 6'5", in the starting lineup. So Rushi will have to contend with the most height it has gone up against all year long here today. Talking about keys to this game, well, from storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components, they are key at Francis Schulze. Key components tonight for these two teams. For Richmond Heights, it's speed up the game, use the speed and quickness. It's a fast club. It can shoot the three pretty well at times. And three young men who've got length can go outside and shoot it over just about anybody. Rushi's got to manage the game. Rushi is up-tempo. Raiders are not going to play slow. And they've got to get the job done today without turning it over very much. Key building components for Richmond Heights and Rushi. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Chuck, I've seen two or three different places where Felix Francis Ferrucci shows up on paper as 6'5", 6'6", 6'5 and a half. He needs every inch. He's got to have a fine game on the interior, get rebounds. He and Braylon Cordonier have got to play Richmond Heights close to even on the glass, that's for sure.
I agree, and another person rebounding-wise that they need, because he's a great rebounder, is Quinter coming from the guard. But you got to make sure that you got somebody back. If you send all five to the boards and you don't get them, you're in trouble. So they're going to, and I'm sure they've talked about that. Somebody's got to stay back.
So many thanks to a brand-new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport, which can refresh and vitalize your vehicle just the way you want it. Hyatt's will make a positive difference in how your ride looks and feels. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing, polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Plus, the tinting and ceramic coating services are absolutely outstanding. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from a variety of shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars, motorcycles, trucks, tractors, boats, buses, semis too. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews and restores the appearance of anything on wheels. Phone 937-295-5268. 295-5268. We'll put a smile on your face and a professional shine on your car. The best and most popular vehicle detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport on Route 66, just north of Meyer's Garage and drive-through. Had the chance to sit down, Chuck, with head coach Spencer Cordonier earlier this week, and he talked about the importance of getting off to a good start, certainly limiting turnovers and unfinished business. Played three good quarters a year ago. Let's tack on a fourth this season.
I think after, you know, playing them last year and they're in the state semifinals, they fell one quarter short. And even with 5 minutes left to go, we were down 3 points. So they gave themselves a chance, and that's all you could ever ask for. You know, coming back this year, they've given this community everything in the world to be proud of. They come in every day in practice, and then the product that they put on the floor every Friday, Saturday, and Tuesday night has been, you know, nothing short of remarkable. I mean, you know, I don't know how many times I've had, you know, community members or alumni, you know, that don't live around here go, man, you guys are fun to watch. They play so well together, and they just compete at a very high level. And you know, as a coach and our whole coaching staff, that's all you can ever ask for.
Hey, this game will be played fast at times. It's going to be very important to limit easy baskets by Heights. Easier said than done, but to the best of your ability, you've got to somehow cut out steals and transition goals by Richmond Heights.
Yeah, you know, we've talked a lot about that this week and protecting the basketball. You know, we've still got to be athletes, and we've still got to play. And you know, I'm not a believer in slowing down the game.
Right.
I'm just not. The kids don't like to play that way, and I never liked to play that way when I was playing. So, you know, I mean, it's not like we want to get into a complete track meet. But we want to push the ball because that's who we are, and I know that's who they are. We just got to take care of the basketball a lot better than we did last time we played them. And, and you know, I think they had 25 transition points off of our turnovers. And, you know, if we can minimize that and you know, hold that around 10 or 12, you know, I think they'll give themselves a chance.
Rushi players have seen Richmond Heights play this year. They've watched them in person a few times. It's the same cast of characters as 1 year ago.
Yeah, it is. But they're another year of maturity, another year bigger and stronger. And quite frankly, you know, they play with a lot of discipline as well. You know, it's a pleasure to see how they play as well. I think we're very similar in the style of play and the discipline that we both show, and you know, from what we want to do on the basketball floor, we're very similar teams, and you know, I feel like we're disciplined as well, and you know, like I said, it's going to come down to, can we guard, can we limit transition, can we rebound the basketball with them, and can we take care of it? You know, early on, I'm not going to say there's going to be jitters, because I don't think these kids get that way. You know, I've heard multiple players say, you know, it's just another game to people around the community. And, you know, for us to get out to a fast start, that would be great. You know, in the first couple possessions, you kind of want to see the ball go through the hoop and get a stop or two. So I think that'll kind of dictate the way the night's going to go.
There'll be passes that were made during the course of the Shelby County Athletic League that were successful passes that may not be good ones in this game tonight.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, you can't throw any lazy pass and no cross-court passes. We've been really working hard on that the last 3 days of practice and are going to continue to do so tomorrow. You know, it's just all a part of you know, taking care of the basketball and understanding who you're playing against, the athletes you're playing against. And, you know, I think they got a pretty good handle on that. I'm not saying we're not going to turn it over like that, you know, maybe once or twice. But, you know, I think they understand the importance of it, and they've been working real hard on it.
Words of Rushi head coach Spencer Cordon. You're caught up with him at practice earlier this week, and it was focus, 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 Chuck. We'll see if the Raiders can deliver. I've got Fort Loramie State Championship last weekend still on my mind. Both teams have gone to their benches, and we are just a few minutes away from the opening tip. Rushi got 19 from Benjamin York in that regional championship win over Troy Christian. Vince Borcher stacked on 11. Mon and Francis, 7 apiece. Quinter, Braylon Cordonier, 6 apiece. You mentioned Quinter's rebounding. He led the club with 5 boards, had 7 assists. Terrific all-around performance from Hayden in that regional championship triumph over Troy Christian. Meanwhile, this club from Richmond Heights ran up 95 against Warren JFK in the regional title game up in Canton. And if Rushi gives up 75, they're in trouble. Got to limit Richmond Heights to probably mid-60s at the most.
Absolutely.
Dorian Jones led Richmond Heights last weekend with 24. Damaris Winters added 17. Hosea Steele chipped in with 16 in that victory, in which Richmond Heights scored 95 against Warren John F. Kennedy. We'll return with starting lineups, opening tip in just a few minutes. It's the state semifinals in boys Division IV basketball. The winner takes on Berlin Highland in the state championship game on Sunday morning at 10:45. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of
Wygant's newest neighborhoods located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Rotterman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Oh, what a fantastic response from the Rushi community in Shelby County and areas nearby. The lower bowl filled with a sea of blue and gold, both ends across the way as well. We look directly at the Rushi bench. We are just below the foul line at one end of the court here at the UD Arena. And there are the Rushi players standing as the public address goes through some pregame announcements. Rushi Raiders were state runners-up back in 2002 and here in the state semifinals 2 years in succession in 23 and 24. Meanwhile, Richmond Heights is trying to go back-to-back-to-back. 22 and 23 state champs in Division IV for Richmond Heights. This is year number five in the state semis for Richmond Heights, which, as we noted previously, lost to Botkins 44-40 in 2021. We welcome a new sponsor from Fort Loramie, Schaefer Propane, and Schaefer Oil. Schaefer Oil provides gasoline and diesel fuels along with motor oil to farms, home heating businesses, trucking companies as well. And Schaefer Oil is also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasolines and diesel. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, home heating businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane, proud to support area high school academic and athletic programs, and scoresbroadcast.com as well. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane, a three-generation business in Fort Loramie. Oh, you can start to feel the tension, Chuck. It's in the air. A big buildup, a prelude to the opening tip. Both teams have been standing in front of the benches for quite a while now. Fans all around the UD Arena on their feet in anticipation of this rematch between Rushi and Richmond Heights. Should be a great game. Raiders played them dead even for 24 minutes 1 year ago.
Well, and they need to have that plus another eight. And if they can do that, they could be playing on Sunday.
Awaiting on Sunday at 10:45 is Berlin Highland, which edged Lima Central Catholic in a great state semifinal at 10:45 this morning. Final tally in that contest was 58-55, I believe. It was a three-pointer.
Something like that. Yeah, it was a heck of a game.
Berlin Highland won it on a three at the buzzer at the end of the second OT. That's how I know it was a three-point difference.
Exactly, and they had to go to the monitor and take a look to make sure. I knew it was good. I wondered if there was any more time left to put back on, but it went right through with the buzzer. So, and he was not their primary player. But they got the ball. They made 11 give the ball up, and this kid made a three. That was a big shot. He'll remember that forever.
Berlin Highland led by 10 at halftime. LCC roared back. In fact, went ahead at one point with 3 points. Berlin Highland got it tied at the end of regulation and won it in two OTs. Rushi Raiders are in the gold. Bright gold, blue and white trim. Felix Francis, senior, 6'5 and a half, 9.8 points per game. Hayden Quinter at 10.2, 6'2 senior. Braden Monin, 10.5, a 6'2 senior. Vince Porcher is a 6'1 junior at 6 a game. And Braylon Cordonier, 6'4 junior, 9.7. Opening tip to start is won by Richmond Heights, which chucks up a long fadeaway three after the third pass. It's heaved toward the rim by Damaris Winters, a 6'2 junior, and he barely caught iron and went out of bounds.
Yeah, good defense. Got a hand in his face and didn't give him a chance to land.
De'Eric Barber, Damaris Winters, Hosea Steele, Jeremy Wilson, and Dorian Jones, the beginning quintet for Richmond Heights. Well, here's a drive into the lane by Rushi. Shot is a wild one. It's deflected and a run out the other direction. Driving layup, good.
Dorian Jones, we're going to say his name a lot.
Well, there's a misplay by Rushi. Errant shot down below the foul line. Raiders thought they had an opening to the rim, and getting a piece of it was Richmond Heights. And they got a quick bust out the other direction. Here's a foul against the Spartans in Rushi's offensive end as Braden Monin got a finger in the eye.
Yeah.
2-0 Richmond Heights, 7:14 left in the first. Monin 25 feet away, right flank to Cordonier, on top to Borchers. Outside the arc on the left to Felix Francis. He wears number 2 in the gold unis. Monin straight away. Checked tightly by Hosea Steele. Here's Quinter, way out on the right side. Tries the lob down inside, over top for Cordonier. It's too far, picked off by Richmond Heights. And then a pass up the floor, knocked out of bounds by Rushi.
Well, Rushi running their offense about 5 feet away from the three-point line. They're going to have to get closer than that. They can't run it from out there.
6:52 left in the first. 2-0 Richmond Heights. Quinter guarding Barber at midcourt. Ball touched by Quinter, rolls to the timeline, into the backcourt, retrieved by Barber, outside the arc on the right to Steele. He puts it on the deck against Cordonier and Quinter, and they steal it. Quinter ripped it away. Hayden Quinter down the right side against Winters, cross-court to Cordonier. He juggles. Open space at the elbow on the left. Cordonier doesn't shoot. Feeds Monin, head of the key, foul line, down the paint, running one-hander, blocked on the play by Richmond Heights. Here come the Spartans the other way. It's Steele. Steele feeds low on the left to Dorian Jones. Got it for two more.
Yeah, that's a bad start when Rushi working so hard to try to get a shot, and they score that easily.
Dribbling, driving from 60 feet on the floor, all the way to the rack goes Borchers. A wild one-hander off the glass. Rebound Richmond Heights. Spartans up the floor. They try a long three, a deep one, left side of the court by Barber. It skids off the rim, no good. Borchers in backcourt has the rebound. He is jarred and fouled 70 feet from the rim. Personal picked up by Jeremy Wilson of Richmond Heights, which features Barber at 10 points a game, Winters at 12, Steele at 12, Wilson at a dozen, Jones at 14. Two players at 6'5", one at 6'6". Here's Borchers being pressured near midcourt. Throws to Cordonier, low on the left. Hand off to the cutting Borchers. Knocked away, gets it back. Double team, baseline left, and fouled by the Spartans.
Yeah, right now, Rushi, they get the ball inside, and they're not looking to shoot, but they've had three shots blocked to start the game.
Three team fouls on Richmond Heights here at the start of this contest. Quinter baseline left to throw in. He peers onto the floor. Pitches out near midcourt to Monin. And leaping high is Dorian Jones. And he clips Monin. Spins him to the floor. Foul number 4 on the Spartans.
Well, if Rushi can get to the foul line here at the 5:30 mark and get some points.
Now, Rushi still in possession. Down 4-0. We played 2.5 minutes. Quinter hands into Borchers. Borchers 40 feet from the rim, weaves to Quinter. He's near the timeline. Now to Monin at the UD logo. It goes to the post to Cordonier. Spin move. No backdoor pass available. Now a reset. Quinter on top. Here's Borchers through the paint to Quinter. Foul line extended right. 16-footer deflected, partially blocked. Here's a 2-on-2 break. Running out down the floor. Richmond Heights throwing the right steal. Nearly stepped out of bounds. Regains control. Throws to the foul line to Jones. His jump shot's way too hard. Rebound Borchers. Borchers down the floor to Cordonier. Long triple by Braylon. Blocked out of bounds by Richmond Heights, which has gotten a mitt on 4 or 5 Raider shots.
Rushi has not got a shot to the rim yet. They've shot 4 or 5 shots, you're right. Every one of them was either deflected or flat out blocked.
4:50 to go here in the first quarter. 4-0 Richmond Heights. Top of the circle, Benjamin York is in for Rushi. His shot is blocked from 25 feet. Here comes Richmond Heights. One-on-one, steal into the lane. Throws deep into the right corner to Derek Barber, who chucks up a three. Missed it, hits the deck. He's fouled. Is it in the act of shooting or after the shot? He gets three.
Wow, that's a gift. That's a gift.
4:39 left here in the first quarter. Richmond Heights 4, Rushi nothing. Could be worse for the Raiders, who, as Chuck noted a moment ago, have not gotten the ball to the iron yet. Shots have been altered, deflected, partially blocked, or crammed. When we return, three free throws for Richmond Heights, which is on top 4-0. 4:39 to go first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Richmond Heights shoots free throws at a 65% clip. A trio of shots here for the Heights guard, Derek Barber, 10 points a game, 5'11 junior. He was pounded to the floor, maybe just after release of a three ball a moment ago, was awarded 3 free throws, missed the first, second one is good. Richmond Heights 5, Rushi nothing. 4:39 left here in the first quarter. Second shot by Barber, or I should say the third one, is in. He hit the last 2 of 3. 6-0 Heights, three-quarter court pressure. Borchers, angle pass ahead to Cordonier. He steams ahead into the left corner. On top to Benjamin York, who's checked in. 6'4 junior, 10 points a game. Long three ball, Cordonier, high left. Got it! Got it! Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. 6'3, Richmond Heights in the lead. 4:13 left, opening period. As lopsided, Chuck, as it seemed at this point for 4 minutes, it's only 6-3.
Absolutely.
Top of the circle, Barber on the bounce, picked up by Quinter of Rushi. Barber with the UD logo. Starts down the right side, got away with a walk below the rim. Passed off to a teammate. Pounded as Dorian Jones below the backboard. Gets it on the arc to Winters. Thrown straight away to Barber, right back to Winters, and his foul line jumper is perfect.
Boy, that was a nice floater. He kept his eyes right on the basket.
8-3, Richmond Heights, 3:35 to go here in the first. York down the right side for Rushi. To Borchers at the UD logo. Picked up by Dorian Jones. Borchers bounces with the right hand. Goes to the foul stripe to Cordonier, back to the basket. Ball's on the hardwood, it's rolling loose. Reach-in foul called against Richmond Heights. And that means Rushi will shoot.
Yep, Braylon going to go to the foul line.
Yep, how about that? The early fouls amassed by Richmond Heights send Rushi to the free throw line for the final 3:21 of the first stanza. 8-3 Richmond Heights, 2 foul shots here for Braylon Cordonier of the Raiders. He dips the knees and it lips the rim. No good. Second shot here for Braylon. Raiders free throw shooting improved over the last third of the season or so. Rushi wound up around 67% of the campaign. Second shot too long. It ricochets into the right corner. Tracked down by Richmond Heights. Hustling down the floor, steal. Throws right corner, three-point shooter, Winters. Good. Very high archer from 24 feet. He was almost out of bounds. 11-3, Richmond Heights, 3:05 left here in the first period. Here's Monin down the right side for Rushi. Gives it out back to Jackson Grosjean, who's in, 5'9 junior. Left wing, it's York. York is crowded on the play. Dribble drive, banked it in! Oh, what a play by Benjamin York. Looked like he might have been fouled. He got the roll. Richmondites dribbling all the way underneath the basket. Barber on the arc of the three-point shooter. Dorian Jones, he's got it.
He's got seven.
Seven of the 14 for Richmond Heights have been dropped home, but Jones, it's 14-5, Spartans. Far left wing, Cordonier sizes up a three. Swish! Swish! Braylon Cordonier rifles in a trifecta. 14-8, Richmond Heights. 2:15 left, first quarter. High right, it's Winters. Oh, a long 30-footer by Winters. No good. Easy rebound down to Monin. Monin to midcourt, nearly fouled. Breaks away from the defender. Feeds it to Jackson Grogene outside the arc on the left to Braylon Cordonier, who's nailed a couple threes in this game. York wants to go pick and roll with Braylon, not available. Grogene high right. Braylon Cordonier deep right corner, puts it on the deck through the lane, stumbles and slides to the floor. He walked.
A good possession that time. They can't get the ball in the paint where they like to get. They're just not going to live in there like they do most games.
We need to start mentioning the name of Felix Francis a few times.
Well, yeah, he's not even looked inside yet.
1:44 to go, first quarter. 14-8, Richmond Heights in the lead by 6. Spartans bring it down the right side. It's Barber. Barber goes all the way below the backboard. Feeds it off into the far corner of the court to Mike McWilliams, in off the bench, a 5'10 senior, and he rimmed a three ball. Long board to Rushi. High left, it's Monin. Look out! Got it! Got it! Braden Monin. Braden Monin for 28. Woo! That was a bomb. That was deep. 14-11. Rushi down three. Richmond Heights dribbles up the floor, throws it cross court on the play to Winters. Winters, handoff out high to Jones. Jones steps into a triple. Oh, my goodness. It hit the back rim. It stuck. It fell in. Never seen that happen on a three ever.
That's a shooter's touch right there.
Oh, that was an unbelievably lucky make on a triple for Richmond Heights. 17-11 Spartans. Here's York down the lane for Rushi. He carved out space in the paint and ran over a Spartan player who appeared to have gotten there maybe a half step late. The officials were on it, called it, sold it. We play on. Rushi down 6, 17-11, 41.6 to go here in the first.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
Here comes Richmond Heights against token pressure. Quinter trailing Barber. Barber scoots down the middle of the floor. Oh, he dropped the ball off his leg. Out of bounds.
Boy, is he quick.
35.7 to go. First quarter. Rushi down 6, 17-11. Chuck a field goal here by the Raiders. And that would be a moral victory given the way Rushi started the game.
Well, even if they're down 6, but they just don't need to turn this back. They need to get down here and get a shot off.
Monin in backcourt. Picked up by Winters. Monin timeline. Left side it goes on the play to York. Outside the arc of the left to Quinter. Oh, Quinter's jarred. He was jostled. No call. Oh, long lob. Quinter down inside to Francis. Lays it up on the rim. It's on the iron. It comes off. Tough break. Quickly down the floor. Richmond Ice. Ball punched out of bounds by Rushi in the corner with 9.9 to go here in the first. Oh, that shot below the basket by Felix Francis did about everything but go in. 17-11, Richmond Heights. Substitution, Zeb Schultze on the floor briefly here for the Raiders for defensive purposes at the very end of the first quarter. Monin sits down, ball inbounded by Richmond Heights, then thrown on the arc to Jeremy Wilson. He fires up a three off the back iron, no good. Rebound Rushi, Cordonier to midcourt, slings it off the glass as the first quarter closes out. Rushi did well to hang within 6. Richmond Heights 17, Raiders 11 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Here we go. We start the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Oh, what a nifty pass. Francis throw to a teammate, threw the ball, I should say, to a teammate low on the left. Modin got the finish, and then back the other way, taking it 70 feet to the rim, goes Braylon Salters off the bench, a 6-foot senior for Richmond Heights. We start the second quarter with a flurry of two quick hoops in a half minute, 19-13. Richmond Heights up 6, Spartans led by 17-11 after 1. Cordonier foul line, herky-jerky move down the lane. Good shot from the right of the rim. Banked it up too hard. Rebound Richmond Heights. Good offensive set for the Raiders, who couldn't score from in close. Heights up 6 with the basketball. A minute gone in quarter number 2. Between the rings, it's Barber. Dribbles down into the lane, then kicks it on the arc to Salters. He staggers a little bit, lost the ball. Quinter, a run out the other way. A fake into the paint. Blocked on the play by Richmond Heights. He goes out of bounds in the corner of the floor. I think it's Rushi ball.
Quinter got a break there. He just absolutely ran over Winters that time, and they didn't make the call.
And there was, again, another block by Richmond Heights. They're probably pushing, what, 8, maybe?
Yeah, I got some stats from the first quarter. It says here that they blocked 3. I think that's a little short.
Inbounded by Rushi on the arc. It's Borchers. Borchers slips between a couple defenders. A little floater inside. He scores.
That was a terrific move right there.
A teardrop of Vince Borchers. He shot it up in the air over Braylon Salters, who couldn't defend him. 19-15. Rushi within 4. 6:27 left here in quarter number 2. Here's a wild drive by Barber. Banked it. Rimmed it. No good. 2 white shirts. 2 gold ones on the floor. Arrow favors Richmond Heights, which leads before 19-15, 6:23 left in the second.
Well, on a brighter note, that was their first offensive rebound, and it was on a tie-up. So,
inbounding right of the rim, Barber. Air mails it on the arc to Winters. Outside the arc on the left is Salters. Hand off to Barber, cutting down the lane. He goes to the iron, lays it up over the front. He hits it. Nice job. Richmond Heights tries to get to the rim whenever it can. It loves to penetrate and kick. The lead is 6. Here is Rushi getting the ball down below the foul line. A cluster of jerseys. A scrum for a loose ball. And it's determined to be a held ball. This time the arrow favors Rushi. Raiders just not much breathing space down below the foul line, Chuck.
When you get down there, you know 2 or 3 people are running at you.
Yeah. Quinter to inbound, left of the rim for Rushi. Ball is thrown way out on the arc to Monin. Monin nearly walked at midcourt. It's deflected by Richmond Heights, nearly over and back. Here comes the double team. And Rushi is bailed out. It's a foul.
Well, you know what? And they are fouls. When you're behind the guy and you're reaching around to try to get a held ball, that's a foul. That was a good call.
Spartans a little bit too aggressive. 5:52 left here in the second quarter. 21-15. Rushi down six. Raiders hanging tough. Quinter from midcourt. Inbounds to Cordonier. He lost the ball. Modden cleaned it up. Modden got the loose leather and stuck it in. 21-17. Rushi within four. Far left wing. It's Barber for Richmond Heights. Gives it up high right to Salvers. Salvers to Winters. Ball dealt to Barber. Jukes right. Jukes left against Porchers. He throws it away into the Rushi bench. Raiders possession.
They're keeping the crowd excited. That's good for Rushi.
5:26 left here in the second quarter. 21-17. Richmond Heights in the lead. Heights led 17-11 at one point. Game began 4-0 over the first 3 minutes. Rushi didn't get a point until midway first quarter. But the Raiders have answered the bell and are hanging tough, down only four. Here's Borchers, top of the circle, spin move, gives up his dribble outside the arc of the left to Monin. To York between the rings. They isolate Borchers on the inside. Back up to Cordonier. He scores! He scores!
That was really strong. He had all kinds of defense on him.
21-19, Richmond Heights by two. Rushi's been pretty sharp in the half-court sets here the last few minutes. Here's Richmond Heights, open space down the lane. Winters to the rack, left-hand layup. He blew it, he blew it. Quick three by York of Rushi at the other end. It's no good. Hit the iron, sprayed into the corner, and Rushi fouled.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't mind that shot because, boy, that thing goes in and this place erupts.
As hot as Benjamin was against Troy Christian, keep firing. He's been very good from the perimeter all year long. 4 minutes, 38 seconds to go here in the second period. 21-19, Rushi down two. Richmond Heights Spartans know they are in for the long haul here today.
Well, I guarantee the coach knew it coming in. He knew what they were getting into.
Yep. Outside the arc of the right, it's Barber. Barber hits Steele. Steele barrels down the left side of the lane. A lot of contact. Rushi player did not get set quite in time.
He didn't get there. Yeah.
Raiders bench once the arm extended foul.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why we were blocked. He didn't get there, but maybe if he put an arm out, it should have gone the other way.
Inbounded by Richmond Heights into the far corner of the floor. And the shot by Barber hits the rim three times. A delayed rebound by Rushi. Here come the Raiders down the floor. Kicked out of bounds by Richmond Heights. 21-19, Raiders down two. 4:21 left in the second. A chance for Rushi to tie or take the lead. Raiders inbound below the rim on the left. It's Quinter. Quinter peers in. Where does he go with it? Baseline left to Borchers. There's the sandwich, the double team. Open player, Francis now. Quinter, reverse layup. Yes, yes. We're tied up. We're tied up. Not for long. Not for long. Dorian Jones just hit a 30-footer, and he was decked as the ball went in.
Could be just a huge difference in this game. My goodness, he is talented.
Rushi tied it up at 21 at the 4:15 mark of the second quarter. And then Dorian Jones hoisted in a trifecta from big time distance. He was floored to the hardwood as he shot it. It went in, and a follow-up free throw is good.
He's got 14 of their 25.
4-point lead just like that for Richmond Heights. Here's Borchers in backcourt. High dribble. Gets away from trouble. Goes to York in the right corner. Behind the arc. He buries it! He buries it! Benjamin York, a three ball. 25-24. Richmond Heights by one. Rushi shooting it well. Outside the arc on the left, it's Hosea Steele. Steele between the circles to Winters. Flips down the left side of the lane. Feeds into the post to Steele. He's below the basket. Rushi stuffed it. Raiders take it away. Two on one. Monin all the way to the rack. Driving layup. No, but a foul. couple of free throws for Monin. Rushi within a point, 25-24. 3:33 left, period number two. Raiders earlier in the first missed a pair at the stripe. Foul shooting was a little bit of an Achilles heel. First half the season or better. It sharpened here lately. Monin with two. It's in the air. It's on the button. Spot on. Game tied at 25.
Braden's got eight.
Second free throw, Monin. Rushi shooting at the charity stripe for the lead. Monin flexes the knees. It is rolling around, and it comes off. No good. Rebounded on the play by McWilliams. Up the floor to steal for Richmond Heights with 3:20 left in the second quarter. We're tied at 25. Here's Barber. Little pick and roll with a teammate. Winners. He lost the ball. It's loose in the left corner. It's picked up by Jones, and a fadeaway shot around the corner. The backboard is good.
My goodness, is he good.
Uncanny. Francis on the arc for Rushi, which is down two. Hand off to York. York gives it up to Monin, 25 feet away. Braden goes baseline right, beats his man to the rim, falls down, backpedaling to Monin, but he was pushed in the act of shooting. 27-25, Richmond Heights, 2:55 to go, second quarter. Raiders playing their hearts out. What a great response from the Upper Miami Valley, Shelby County, and Rushi. A phenomenal sea of blue and gold all around the lower bowl, from the left end zone to the far side to the right end zone. Two free throws, Monin. First one on the way. It spins around the rim like a top, and it comes out.
And it wasn't going to be good anyway because he stepped on the line.
Two-point game. Richmond Heights in the lead, 27-25. Under three to go till halftime. Monin back at the stripe to shoot a second. What's Rushi at the free throw line so far, Chuck?
They are 1 for 5.
Second shot, Monin. Looks good from here. It is pure, perfect, right through. 2 of 6 at the free throw line for the Raiders, who are within one, 27-26. Rushi now is Cordonier. Back on the floor with Francis, Quinter, York, and Monin. That is a long, lengthy club. Here's a dribble drive down the lane. Dipsy do all the way to the rack. Nicely done by Derek Barber of Richmond Heights, which is up three. Boy, he sliced right through the Rushi D. Monin, 35 feet away, needs help. Goes to Francis, way out on the floor. Right in front of Coach Rogers of Richmond Heights. Francis dribbles, lost it. Ball is slapped around. In the corner, it's loose. Cordonier's got it. And Braylon looks at his head coach, Spencer, his dad, who gets a timeout. 2:23 left, period number two. Richmond Heights up three on scoresbroadcast.com.
The aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. You've got it. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 breakfasts. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn is the in thing for early breakfast away from home. Customers come from miles around. At 11 Monday to Friday, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular in thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn at 101 East Main.
Hey, the Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is your family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. Cutaway Styling Salon, styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you'll smile. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Additional stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Rushi attacking down three. Oh, what a play. Felix Francis put his head down. Jab step to the right, juke to the left. Barge right down the paint and scored.
Nice play by Felix. We needed to get him involved.
2 minutes left here in the second quarter. Offensive foul, Richmond Heights. Offensive foul.
Boy, Cardano took that. He's got two fouls. That was a nice defensive play by Braylon.
Oh, the official hesitated ever so slightly and signaled with the hand to the back of the head a charge.
Wilson didn't like it, but I think it was a charge.
6'6 senior Jeremy Wilson picked up the personal. Raiders gained possession. Down by one, a minute 56 to go, second quarter. Borchers at midcourt. Boys being fouled repeatedly. Dribbles to the foul line. Might have gotten away with a walk. Fed it to Cordonier. To York, deep in the right corner. Benjamin swirls a pass back out on top to Cordonier. Cordonier fends off Barber, gives it to York. A minute 36 to go, first half. York's got an avenue. He slides down the lane, and he angles against a defender and drew the defensive foul while shooting.
Yeah, I don't know why he thought he was going to get a charge call there. He was sliding the whole entire way.
Crafty play by York, who made sure it was a defensive foul as he got to the left hip of the defender, and York's got two free throws, a chance to put Rushi in the lead. They're down one, a minute 35 to go, second quarter. Free throw, York, way short. And Rushi at the stripe, Chuck, is what, 2 of 7?
2 of 7.
Raiders have missed 5 at the free throw line, and are down one, 95 seconds to go, first half. Second foul shot for York. Takes a deep breath. One bounce, two, three, four. It's in the air. Yep, he makes it. We are even up at 29. We were tied at 21, again at 25, now at 29. Dribble drive, down the lane, out of control. Dorian Jones, he ran over York. Offensive foul.
I think that was his second foul.
So Dorian Jones has two fouls for Richmond Heights. Braylon Cardano has a pair for Rushi. So make a note of those stats. A minute 27 to go, second quarter. We're tied at 29. Rushi, a chance to go up 2 or 3. Borchers in backcourt. Dribbles, fakes right, goes left. Weaves it to Monin. Hand off to Quinter near the UD logo. Right back to Borchers. Borchers veers down the right side. A back cutter's wide open at York, and it's blocked. Close to goaltending. Good defensive play by Richmond Heights. I think it was clean. Here's Richmond Heights, 1-on-3. Out of control goes the Spartan player. Defensive foul, though. He was bailed out by Rushi. Let's see if it's in the act of shooting. I don't think so. 63 seconds to go, second quarter. Tied up at 29-29. Richmond Heights inbounding below the rim. Monin on the playmaker. Ball lobbed to Winters on the arc. Hand off to Jones. Let's see if he goes to work. Gives it to Tyson Garner. 6'2 senior and off the bench. Fadeaway foul line, Jay. Off the flange. Rebounded by the Raiders. A chance to be on top at intermission is Rushi. Midcourt, Borchers. Now York. Rushi spreads the floor. Trying to take advantage of overplays. Out high, 40 feet away from the hoop by Richmond Heights. Borchers hangs on, dribbles against Salters to Quinter. Quinter nearly hemmed in, feeds Borchers straight away. York at the elbow on the right. 20 seconds to go, first half. Game tied at 29. 35 feet away, Borchers. Borchers still on the bounce to York at the UD logo with 12 to go in the second quarter. Raiders fans on their feet. Screened by Francis for Borchers. Borchers with 4 to go. Dribbles. Baseline right. Gets below the backboard. Defensive foul. And that on Richmond Heights is number 6 in the quarter. And the Raiders will shoot free throws.
Well, I tell you what. Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. They didn't see this all season. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
A couple of fast shots for Vince. Rushi's got 3 players back this way on the other side of the timeline with 3.6 to go in the second quarter. The free throw by Borchers is in and out. It's missed.
You look at all those percentages up there, leading field goals, 3-point, they're leading in rebounding. They've turned it over less. They're shooting 38% from the free throw line.
29-29 tie. Second of two shots for Borchers. Raiders must get back in a hurry. Borchers missed it again. Big rebound on the inside, but Dominic Francis of Rushi, who is in, but there was a foul, a push-off in the paint on the board attempt, and Richmond Heights will bring it down the floor and shoot at this end as a result of that foul, which is the Raiders' fifth. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was on Felix Francis. He tried to box out and just put him down on the ground.
Tyson Garner shoots two for Richmond Heights. Raiders had a chance to go up two, and believe it or not, Richmond Heights gets a reprieve and shoots two at the other end after the Raiders missed another pair, and Garner sinks it. 3.2 to go. First half, 30-29, Richmond Heights. Second shot by Garner upcoming. He puts it in. 31-29 Heights, Raiders, 3.2 left. Francis, long lob up the floor to Cordonier. Throws it back over his head without looking. Stolen by Richmond Heights. And that's how the first half comes to a close. Rushi Raiders have done everything extremely well in this game except free throw shooting.
Yeah.
2-point lead, Richmond Heights at the half, 31-29, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Frisch's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs. Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
And hello once again here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at the UD Arena. Rushi down two at the halftime break, 31-29 to Richmond Heights. Our halftime presented to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, taking a look at the team shooting stats first, Rushi had a terrific first half, 11 of 20 from the floor, 4 of 6 from behind the arc, only 3 of 9 from the free throw line. That hurt them a lot. Richmond Heights, 11 of 22, 50%. They were 4 of 10 shooting threes. They were 5 of 6 shooting free throws, 83%. 6 turnovers by Richmond Heights. Raiders turned it 5 times. Rushi has a 12-11 rebounding advantage, 2-1 on the offensive boards. Individual scoring for Richmond Heights. They were led by Dorian Jones. I didn't get to see him last year. I listened, and my gosh, that kid is a basketball player. He's got 16. They got 6 from Barber, 5 from Winter, and then 2 each from Garner and Salters. They scored 17 and 14, 31 for the first half. Rushi was led by Braden Monin with 9. Braylon Cordonier, 8. 6 from York. Then they got 2 each from Borchers, Quinter, and Felix Francis. They scored 11 and 18, trailing by 2 at the half.
Chuck, a very interesting stat here at the break, 12 personal fouls on Richmond Heights. According to the OHSAA stat sheet, 1, 2, 3 players for Richmond Heights had 3 personal fouls each. Hosea Steele, Jeremy Wilson, and Dorian Jones.
Yeah, I knew Jones had 3. I didn't know the other 2.
So of the 12 personals on Richmond Heights, 9 have been consumed by those 3 players, and those are 3 starters. Those are 3 sizable men. Steele at 6'5", Jones at 6'5", Wilson at 6'6". They've all got 3 fouls. Braylon Cordonier has a couple of personals for Rushi, which committed just 7 in that first half. But if the Raiders can't cash in at the stripe, getting to the free throw line doesn't pay off.
Doesn't matter, absolutely.
31-29, Rushi down 2, 6 minutes away from the start of our third quarter in this state semifinal, Boys Division 4. The winner advances on to meet Berlin Highland in the D4 state title game on Sunday morning at 10:45. Rushi boys trying to do what the Fort Laramie girls did last weekend when the Redskins won the D4 girls state championship. 31-29, Richmond Heights by 2 over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County,
Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigam.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face to face, and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Welcome back to the UD Arena on Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, scoresbroadcast.com. Your radio on your phone for high school sports. Three players for Richmond Heights at 3 fouls each. Leading scorer, Jones, has 3. Raiders need to go at him, force him to pick up a 4th. We start the 3rd quarter, dribble drive down the lane. Hosea Steele with possession, hooked it with the left, no good. Rebound by Rushi. Twitter darts down the floor, foul line, doesn't shoot. Gives it off to Gradonier to Borchers. Up and under, a lot of contact, no good. Step back! Francis for the Rushi Raiders. There's Felix going to work on the offensive glass. Big two-pointer for Francis to not the count at 31. Richmond Heights 31, Rushi 31. Here's a long straightaway J by Steele. Yes, he's got it. The Raiders doubled up on Jones, left Steele alone, and he connected a triple.
And they've moved into a 1-2-2 zone now. They're going to come trap you on the wings.
34-31, Rushi down 3. Here's Francis in the post area. Double team, triple team, stolen from behind, taken away by Steele. Backcourt to Wilson, up to Winters. Winters gives it up to Steele. Oh, he spun and walked, no call. Down the lane, Steele off the back iron. Had a gimme, blew it, rebound Rushi. Raiders trail by 3. Long 3 by Monin, 25-footer off the flange. Long board to Francis. Straight away to Borchers. Foul line, doesn't shoot. Now Cordonier at the point on the right. Monin, Cordonier in the corner. Picked up by Winters. Fast ball movement by Rushi, which trails by 3. Borchers into the lane area. He's got room. He's sandwiched, pinched by 2 white jerseys and fouled. And Borchers goes to the line for 2. Who picked up the foul, Chuck?
That was on Jones. That's his 4th.
Well, I just mentioned it would behoove Rushi to go at Jones, who just picked up his 4th. And right on cue, The Raiders get the job done. Two free throws for Borchers, and it is way short.
My goodness.
Rushi, 3 of 10 at the stripe.
3 of 11. They messed one up.
Got one stat sheet that's 3 of 10, another 3 of 11. Nonetheless, it's not good. Rushi down 3. This free throw by Borchers is right on the money. He splits a pair, 34-32, Richmond Heights, but 2. Is Jones still on the floor?
No, he took him out.
Derek Barber drives down the left side of the lane, tries to feed below the backboard. Rushi gets a piece of it, and it goes out of bounds.
Well, don't get too excited because there's a lot of talent still out there for Richmond Heights.
Dorian Jones, who had 16 in the first half, is on the bench with 4 fouls. Here's a long 3 from the left corner by Heights. It's good by Damaris Winters, who absolutely torched Warren John F. Kennedy in the regional championship in Canton. 5-point lead again by Richmond Heights. Here's Borchers, near corner Quinter. Goes baseline to Borchers. Double teamed. Back to Hayden Quinter. Oh, a good drive. Late delivery on the play to Borchers. Blocked on the play by Richmond Heights. But Jeremy Wilson was on the end line.
My goodness. He was up there to block that one.
37-32. Heights by 5. After Rushi pulled even at 32 all. 5 quick ones by the Spartans. 5:28 to go, third quarter. On the arc, it's Cordonier. Foul line jumper. Air ball. Oh, saved below the rim by Monin. Hand off to Borchers. Baseline left. Hits the cutter. Monin in the paint. Double teamed. Knocked to the floor. No call. Baseline left. Francis below the rack. Can't shoot. On the arc to Cordonier. Knocked free on the play by Richmond Heights. And they cough it up. Side court. Out of bounds.
Wow. That was frenetic for not having anything happen.
Frenzied play at the moment. No production on the scoreboard. Still a 5-point game, 37-32. 5:07 left in the third. Rushi inbounding, far side of the court. It's Borchers. To midcourt to Francis. Felix hangs on. Deals it to Borchers. Jackson Grogian on the floor now for Rushi. Near side, Francis. Ball rotated on top. High left, it's Monin. Cordonier Park down low post right. Grogian goes opposite to the near corner. Here's Francis. Outside the arc on the left, it's Monin. Still 25 feet away, Borchers. He fakes right, goes left to Monin. Deep left wing, Grogian. Rushi down 5. 4:34 to go, third quarter. Head coach Spencer Cordonier gets a timeout. Raiders trail by 5 midway through the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Hey, don't forget, A&M Pallet is on Rangeline Road in Rushi, established in 1986. At first, we repaired broken pallets for one customer. Nearly 4 decades later, 200 businesses served by A&M Pallet. We specialize in recycling pallets. And for our customers, purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones reduces lumber waste and reduces cost. If you've got any scrap pallets, need to buy some or both, give A&M Pallet a call at 937-295-3093. Good maneuver by Quentin Rogers, head coach of Richmond Heights. He's gone to his zone, and Rushi out of the timeout gets a long 3 from Jackson Grogian, but it's deflected. Getting a piece of it was Barber on the arc for Richmond Heights. And then in the half court, Barber dropped the ball right at the feet of Monin, who takes it away. 4 minutes to go in the third. Dribble drive, Cordonier down the lane, and he walked with the ball. Could have been called a jump. He might have traveled before being tied up. Nonetheless, Arrow says Heights ball, but it was a walk as ruled on the court. So Rushi with a couple straight empty possessions, is down 5 with 3:55 remaining in the third quarter. Barber to midcourt. Jumps the pass down inside on the play to Wilson. Throws it into the corner to the three-point shooter, Steele. Way short, no good. Rebound of Arushi. Scoring pace has hit a lull right here. That's to Rushi's advantage. Here's Borchers in the corner. Pitches on top to York. Mike McWilliams all over Benjamin. Far side to Monin. Back to York. Deep left corner, 3 by Rushi. It is off the back iron by Monin. Long board to Cordonier. Oh, looked like he was hacked. So that was Borchers on the shot. It fell way short. Long rebound to York for 3. Got it! Got it! Richmond Heights 37, Rushi 35. Raiders, Chuck, worked long and hard for that 3 points.
Absolutely. They tried to keep going inside, and there's just nothing in there.
Barber at midcourt. Down the left side to McWilliams. McWilliams hands off on the play to teammate Steele. Steele through the lane area. Lays one up on the rim, no good. Tipped up and in by Jeremy Wilson. 4-point lead restored for Richmond Heights. Cross-court pass to Quinter. 2:34 to go, third quarter. Straightaway Borchers. Out at the top of that zone is Damaris Quinters. That long 6'3 reach of his. Midcourt, Rushi controls. 2:19 to go, third quarter. Raiders down 4. Borchers near side Francis as Rushi tries to figure out this zone defense. Oh, here's a great pass. Oh, what a pass by Bonin. Braden Monin threw a 35-foot pass. It was not a shot. He threw it about 12 feet off the floor to the right of the rim. Francis went up, speared it, and he jammed it. He dunked it. Dribble drive, Richmond Heights. A goal is made. Oh, what a play. Unbelievable maneuver by Derek Barber as he went slanting in from the right corner. Kissed one in off the window to retaliate against the Rushi basket. Dynamite play by Barber. Somehow banked it, and he was hip-checked as he threw it in, and he's at the stripe. What is Richmond Heights at the free throw line, Chuck? Not many.
They were 5 of 6. They're 6 of 7 now.
That shot's up and good. Barber, 3-point play. 5-point cushion again, 42-37.
Well, that was strong because he got hammered and still made the shot.
Boy, it seems like, Chuck, when Rushi makes a big field goal, Richmond Heights answers in just a matter of 5 seconds. Oh, here's a great feed. Low on the left to Monin. Monin, a good head fake, up strong, and it rolls around and drops in. Nifty play by Monin, outstanding assist. 3-point lead, Richmond Heights. Outside the arc on the left, it's Barber. Barber checked by Monin. Fakes right, goes left. Down the left lane line. Arches it on the rim. No good. Rebounded by Cordonier of Rushi. Raiders can tie with a 3. A minute to go, third quarter. 42-39, Richmond Heights. Borchers holding at the UD logo. Team foul situation not a factor.
5 on Richmond Heights and 1 on Rushi. No, we're not looking at timeouts. One each.
One personal foul each way on each team here in the third. 40 seconds left. Borchers has the ball tucked under his left armpit. He's at the University of Dayton logo, just across the timeline. Head coach Spencer Cordonier shouting out instructions. Raiders are going to hold for 1. Richmond Heights stays in the zone and does not guard. 19 seconds left in the third quarter. Down to 14 to go. 42-39 Richmond Heights. Borcher starts. He initiates the offense. Gives it up to York on the arc. Now to Monin. 7 to play. Here's Borchers. Cross-court skip pass. Deflected by Richmond Heights. No, Rushi nicked it last. It's out of bounds for Richmond Heights with 4:06 remaining here in the third quarter.
That's the end of 2 periods now that Rushi had a chance to score and they've given it up.
That's a good point, Chuck. Timeout called. 4:06 remaining in the third. Raiders down 3. on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Raiders need a defensive stand right here to close out the third quarter. Richmondites ball. They've got to go about 80 feet. Rushi up three, 42-39, or I should say Richmondites up three. That was wishful thinking. In backcourt, it'll be thrown in by Damaris Winters. Token pressure applied by Felix Francis. Rushi has four at the other end. Ball pitched into Barber. Barber on the run. Two to go. He's at the elbow on the left. A running one-hander is on the rim. It's off the rim. Third quarter finishes. Rushi right there at the doorstep. Down by only three to Richmond Heights. 42-39 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Okay, would you believe 15% off everything in the store at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike? Well, that's right. Century brand hand tools, always a bargain, made in America, lifetime warranty, now 15% off. Beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Tell Darren Yanks you heard about his Pro Hardware store on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi in possession. We start the fourth. Dribble drive, left corner, Borchers into the lane to Francis. On the arc, York for three. He drills it! It went around the rim three or four times and down through the cylinder. And guess what? We're tied at 42 with 7:30 to go in the fourth. On the line, a berth in the state championship at 10:45 on Sunday against Berlin Highland. In the left corner of the floor, Hosea Steele drives, ducks under. Rushi blocked it but fouled. Let's see if the whistle is on the floor or is it two coming for Richmond Heights at the stripe. Pair of free throws for Steele. Third foul on Cordonier. 7:17 to go in the fourth. 42-42 tie. Will Richmond Heights start to misfire a few times at the stripe? Shot by Steele. Good. That's a big difference in this game. Richmond Heights has made, what, six, seven more free throws, Chuck?
They're 7 of 8. Rushi 4 of 12. So Rushi shot 4 more free throws and made 2 less.
43-42, Richmond Heights up one. Second foul shot for Steele. Hosea Steele is just a junior. Free throw is on the way. Clangs off the rim. Quinter with a one-handed left-handed board. Rushi down one can take the lead. Midcourt Monin sails it to York low on the left. Oh, looked like it might have been goaltending. Blocked on the play by Richmond Heights. No call. Here's a run out the other way. Jeremy Wilson, a slam jam. He flushed it. After the deflection by Richmond Heights, Richmond Heights got a quick 2-on-1 stuff. Steal at midcourt. Richmond Heights on a run out. Barber finishing. 47-42, Richmond Heights by 5. timeout called by head coach Spencer Ferdinand. Your 6:40 left in the game. Raiders down by 5 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Boy, you talk about a couple big plays right there by Richmond Heights. Heights broke a 42-42 tie with a free throw. And then Rushi had a shot blocked legally. It was close. It resulted in a slam, a dunk at the other end by Heights, and then a steal at midcourt by Richmond Heights. And that resulted in a layup at the other end. Great plays here in the last 20 seconds by Richmond Heights. The Wise Bridge Wealth Management plays of our fourth quarter. Make your next plays with WiseBridge. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with WiseBridge Wealth Management. Your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to WiseBridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. WiseBridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
But the Rushi Raiders, after the timeout or challenge below the basket, a short shot falls off the rim, and then a quick flash down the floor by Richmond Heights. Boy, they went the length so fast, and Rushi fouled around the rim, is trying to make a slam dunk from about 5 or 6 feet away, was Jeremy Wilson. He was clobbered on the arm. He's got 2 free throws coming. Richmond Heights a chance to stretch the lead, Chuck, to 7 with a couple makes here.
One of the photographers got hammered down there, too. He's still trying to shake it off.
3 empty possessions in a row by the Raiders. Foul shots for Wilson. It's good. High Archer right down through the cylinder.
Don't have to go very far to see if they end up losing this game where they lost it at.
48-42, Richmond Heights by 6. First foul shot good. 6:17 to go. Very high free throw in the air, but Wilson, second one, taller than the first. He nails them both, and that's the biggest lead of the game for Richmond Heights. 7 points, 49-42, with 6:04 to go in the fourth. Rushi needs a bucket. Here's a pass to Francis down the lane to the rim right in front. Oh, it curled out. No good. Rebound Richmond Heights. Forecourt left. It's winners. Ball whipped into the right corner to Jones. Up and under baseline. Offensive foul. If the scoreboard and the stat sheet are right, that's 5. Foul number 5 on Dorian Jones, leading scorer in the game for Richmond Heights, which is up 49-42 with 5:53 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Well, he hasn't scored in the second half, but they've still pushed their lead out, so this is a talented basketball team. Jones is really good, but he's got a lot of help.
4 or 5 straight empty possessions for the Raiders, who've got to score here. It was a 42-42 deadlock right at the start of the fourth period. 7 straight for Richmond Heights. Monin to Francis in the lane. A little teardrop. Rim, backboard, and it goes down. Nice play by Felix. Feather-like touch. Felix Francis for 2. 49-44. 5:26 to go. Deep 3, right corner. Richmond Heights. Good by Damaris Winters. Boy, does that take the air out of the comeback. Huh. 8-point game, 52-44. Winners on the three. Midcourt, Borchers for Rushi. Fakes right, goes left. Elbow left. Looks for help. Oh, back cut. Driving. Reverse layup. Monin. He is smacked to the floor. Decked hard. Belted down. Two free throws coming for Monin. 5:02 to go. Fourth quarter. 8-point lead, Richmond Heights.
Boy, Monin, he took a shot to the face in the first quarter, and he just got knocked hard to the floor. The kid is playing really hard.
The defense the last nearly 3 minutes for Richmond Heights has really tightened down the screws. Couple foul shots for Monin. He flexes the knees. Swish! He's got it. 52-45. Rushi behind by seven. Just over five to play in the game.
Braden's got 12 now. Benjamin York's got 12 off the bench.
Braden led Rushi last year in this game with 20 against Richmond Heights. Second shot, Monin. Yep, nails them both. And the difference is six. Barber to midcourt. Team fouls, two on Richmond Heights, one on Rushi. Here's an off-balance, one-handed drive by Barber. Somehow he made it. You talk about athletic. What an acrobatic play. This Derek Barber is something else. He's a wizard. The difference in the game now, 8, 54-46. Monin near midcourt. Hands off to Quinter. Quinter near center circle, near steal. He got it back. Spread floor. Open Francis. Good feed, Monin. Layup good. 54-48, Richmond Heights by six. 4:18 to go, fourth quarter. Barber at midcourt. Zone defense by Rushi now, Chuck.
They're coming out in 1-3-1, and they're going to try to put pressure on the ball.
Barber dribbling 35 feet away. Bounces down the right side, kicked out of bounds by Cordonier.
I like the move. You got to change something up there. Just sieving your man-to-man right now.
It's going to boil down to Rushi getting stops from here on.
Absolutely.
Separation, 6 points. Raiders down by just two possessions. Had the game tied at 42 to start the fourth. 12-6 stretch here for Richmond Heights. Here's a long three faked on the play by Steele, who gives it up to Barber, who misfires from long range. Weak side rebound, out of bounds to Richmond Heights. 3:50 left to go here in the fourth. 54-48, Richmond Heights. Barber handles near midcourt. Borchers guards him. Looks like a man-to-man again, Chuck. Dribble drive, outside the lane on the left. Winners, ball's on the iron, and it bounces away. No good. Rebounded by Borchers. Borchers down the floor in the lane. Gives it up to Cordonier. Oh, look at him go to work in the paint. Shot no good. Got it back. No good again. Oh, a tough break for Cordonier, who missed a couple at the rim. Shots may be altered. And then I think a foul on Rushi in anxiety to get the board.
I tell you what, that was so strong, and he just could not get it to roll over.
Nope. Tough break. Real tough break. 54-48 Richmond Heights. Timeout called. 3:24 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at psalm-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Yep, here we go. Final 3:24 of this game. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. An array of fine Rushi sponsors on with us, including A&M Pallet, Francis Schulze, Superior Aluminum, the Rushi Inn, Myers Garage and Drive Through. We say hello to a new sponsor, Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. Here's a long three-pointer by Barber. It is no good. Skids off the rim. Weak side rebound by Steele, and he's wrapped up on the arm. Two free throws coming for Richmond Heights on the board attempt.
Did you see how high he was up there to grab that rebound? His head was above the rim.
I was surprised. Richmond Heights shot it so fast. It was a quick three after the break with a six-point lead. They didn't run any time off the clock at all. 3:13 to go in the game, and the free throw by Steele is short, hits the front rim, and it inches up and over the iron. It's good. And fans, that's the difference in this game, free throw shooting. Rushi's had a few more free throws, I think, but has not made nearly as many as Richmond Heights. Steele cashes in again. 8-point game, 3:10 to go for Rushi. Ball thrown deep left corner, Quinter. Baseline left, Monin. He's hemmed in. Back to Quinter. Into the post to Borchers. Straight away, York for three. Around, around, and out. Oh, my goodness. In, out, in, out. It is not to be right now. Rebound to Heights with 2:46 to go. Rushi comes in and gets a tie-up. No, there's a foul called. A
timeout.
On Monin. No, my mistake again. It's a timeout by Rushi on what appeared to be a held ball. I'm really confused.
Richmond Heights called it out before they got the tie-up.
Richmond Heights got the timeout before the tie-up. Break for the Spartans. 2:43 to go. Rushi down 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Two minutes, 43 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Rushi trailing Richmond Heights by 8, 56-48. The game was tied at 42 with about 7.5 to go in the contest. Top of the circle, Barber. Barber gives it up inside the arc, right wing, jump shooter, winners, drills it. And that might do it. Biggest lead of the game, 10, 58-48. Monin throws to Francis in the post. Deep left corner, Cordonier. His triple is short. Stick back, Francis. Oh, the shot was altered. Rebound below the iron by Richmond Heights. Taken away by Winters, and he is fouled. 2 minutes, 13 seconds left. 10-point game, 58-48. Eerily, Chuck, this game is taking on a similar flow to the end of last year's state semi.
Well, you almost have to play the perfect game against them, and in a lot of ways, Rushi played as well as they can in all areas except shooting free throws.
Damaris Winters at the stripe, and he's got a pair as Rushi's over the limit with 6 in the quarter. Foul shot by Winters is good.
Yeah, they've only missed 2 free throws in the whole game.
Richmond Heights has been sparkling at the charity stripe. It's up again, in again. Richmond Heights at the free throw line, what, about 85%, Chuck?
13 of 15.
2:07 to go. Rushi down 12, 60-48. Raiders have scored just 6 points. in the last 6 minutes. Oh, a nice feed to the post. Francis turns around on the block, low on the left, banked it down. Good second half for Felix. Lead is 10. Richmond Heights, top of the circle. Barber. Barber down the lane. Shoots it with the left hand. And it looked like it might have been defended pretty well by the Raiders, who are guilty of a two-shot foul. This De'Eric Barber, he is as fast as lightning. Boy, he can start out near the UD logo, and seems like a fraction of a second later, he's at the rim.
Three people kind of ran at him, and two of them got part of the ball, but the third one ran him over.
Free throw by Barber is good, and there, fans, is the difference in this game. 16 of 19 at the line for Richmond Heights.
88%.
I took a wild guess a moment ago and said 85.
Probably was before he just made that free throw.
And that one is good as well. 62-50, Richmond Heights, 1:43 to go, fourth quarter. Midcourt, Monin, up the left side to Quinter. Near side pass to York. York on the three-point arc, goes to Francis at the post, dropped it, fed it low on the right to Monin. Oh, that's goaltending. It counts. It's good. The out official saw it, as we did here at Media Row. 62-52. A minute 29 left in this game.
That's fun. I've never got the goaltend in a game. That'd be fun when I had the game won.
Barber is the ultimate ball handler for Richmond Heights. And he outraces two gold jerseys into the right corner. Gives it up to Winters. To Barber, to Winters for a three. My goodness. He shot a 30-footer. Missed it. But Heights gets the rebound. That was a bad idea for Heights to shoot it. Long board, though, to Steele. Steal in the lane, another three-point shooter, left corner, Winners again, swish.
They're playing like they're down five.
Biggest lead of the game, 65-52, long three, York, no good. Long rebound to Monin, his J from the corner, it is strong, rebound Heights, 43 seconds to go, and again, eerily, Chuck, 66-51 a year ago. It's 65-52 right now with 30 seconds left, and that's going to do it. Richmond Heights dribbles away the final seconds near midcourt. It's Barber on the bounce. 15-point differential in the end last year. 13 points the separation at conclusion this season. Rushi knocked out 2 years in a row by Richmond Heights, which is vying for state championship number 3 in a row on Saturday, or I should say on Sunday, against Berlin Highland. A command performance by the Rushi Raiders, who were tied at 42 with Richmond Heights with about 7.5 to play in this game. But from that point on, a 23-10 finish by Richmond Heights enables the Spartans to advance on to the state title. What a year for the Rushi Raiders, who lost just twice. 27-2. Rushi will be in a brand spanking new gymnasium next year. We look forward to that, and we will miss greatly the Rushi seniors. We'll highlight them when we return. 65-52, Richmond Heights over the Raiders, who salute the throng of blue and gold here at the UD Arena today. Tremendous audience from the Upper Miami Valley, Shelby County, and Rushi here to watch the Raiders give up a great fight right with Richmond Heights. A minute into the fourth, game was tied at 42, and that's the way it closes out here in 2023-24 for Rushi. Fantastic season, just short again at the hands of Richmond Heights. Back in just a few minutes here on Scores, broadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Well, welcome back here to the UD Arena. Rushi Raiders accomplished the mission of not turning the ball over a whole lot in this game. Unofficial stats, 9 miscues by Rushi, which had well into the 20s a year ago in this game against Richmond Heights. Richmond Heights shot it amazingly well, better than 50% from the floor for the game, 44% from three. Rushi played extremely well, shot it from the field for three quarters sharply, but did not drain the free throws when the Raiders had the chance. Got it tied several times, the last occasion at 42, about 30 seconds into the fourth, and then Richmond Heights closed it out 23-10 over the last 7.5 minutes. Chuck?
Well, yeah, if you look at it, I mean, points in the paint. Rushi had a 28-22 advantage, which is kind of amazing. They were 20 of 26 from the floor, 43%. Rushi was 6 of 16 from behind the arc and 6 of 13 from the free throw line. On the other side, 21 of 42, 50%, 8 of 18 from behind the arc and 15 of 17. Whew. They won the game by, what, 12? I can't add. By 13. And I guess I'm subtracting. And beat them from the free throw line by 9. There's your difference.
Yep. What was Rushi at the stripe, Chuck, again?
Rushi was 6 of 13.
So Rushi made 6 free throws, and Richmond Heights made
15. And they shot only 4. They shot 4 more and made 9 more free throws.
Yep. You got to make your fouls, and Rushi didn't do it consistently in this game. Richmond Heights shot the ball extremely well from 2, from 3, and from the stripe. And that's why Richmond Heights wins it by 13. Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, he had a really good second half here today.
He had 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, starters, reserves, right down through the roster, coming back next year. It's a junior-laden roster. The three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis, they'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
But you can bet Rushi, under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it. Our Clancy Stars, Chuck, or whom?
Well, I'm going to, on the Richmond Heights side, I'm going to go with Barber. He scored 14 points,
yep.
But for the most part, he handled the basketball. He didn't turn the ball over. The kid was terrific. And on the other side, I'm going to have to give 3 of them, and I'm sorry, Clancy's going to break you here, but Monin had 15, York had 12, Francis had 12. They all three played terrific, and all three of those young men are going to get Clancy's players. I can't divide it.
Right. this segment of our broadcast brought to you by Clancy's, Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
For 76 years, the Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Gaffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Gaffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Gaffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Gaffney. Our family has you covered.
Hello once again here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Rushi beaten here today in the state semifinal by a final tally of 65-52. Lost to Richmond Heights, same team a year ago. State semifinal, 66-51. Again this season, like last year, dead heat. Played them extremely well for three quarters. Today's game tied at 42 with 7.5 minutes left. And then Richmond Heights just turned it on down the stretch. Putting things in perspective, Chuck, Richmond Heights, I think for 3 years in a row, sat at what like was 118 or 119 in boys enrollment. Just below the cut line between D3 and D4. I think D3 was 120. So Richmond Heights was able to participate in Division 4 the last few seasons. Lo and behold, Russian roulette draw for the state Final Four every year. And three of the last 4 years, Southwest Region plays the Northeast Region in the state semi, including the last 2 years in a row. That meant Rushi, Richmond Heights, state semifinal, not state final, state semi, two straight years. And the story kind of repeated itself. Rushi right there after three here today, like 1 year ago.
Absolutely.
Just could not finish strong enough to pull this game out of the fire. Had chances, got the big scorer Jones in foul trouble, fouled him out of the game, and had some empty possessions at 42-42. I think about five, at least five empty possessions.
Yep, where they pushed it up to seven.
Yes.
Yep.
and that was the tail of the tape.
It was, and you're right. And I would call it Rushi roulette, not Russian. But hey, I'm so proud of them. I have nothing to do with them except that we watch them all year. But I am just proud of the effort. I mean, those kids came out here, and they said they weren't going to be scared, and they absolutely were not. And I think that's going to be the difference on Sunday, just like last year. The team that Richmond Heights got in the finals, they had a running clock on them in the championship game. That could be the same thing Sunday.
And I'll tell you what, if Richmond Heights was in Division III or Division II, in which they could also compete, they might go through those two tournaments and say at the very end of the month of March, you know what? Rushi was the toughest team we played back in the 23 and 24 state finals in D4.
Oh, I think they know that, and they feel that. Their coach knows it. And the other thing that bothers me just a little bit is the fact that some of these teams that can just bring kids in, and I know this, they've had the same roster for a couple of years, so I'm not picking on Richmond Heights. I'm just saying that is the best Division IV basketball team that I've seen down here in probably 20 years, except for Richmond Heights.
Yeah, I would agree. Rushi will be mighty strong again next season. Felix Francis graduates. He'll be missed. Hayden Quinter, senior, missed. Braden Monin graduates, missed. Those three young men.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Really, really tough to replace. But a wealth of junior talent remains on this roster. And keep in mind, next year we've got a reclassification of divisions in boys hoops, boys and girls statewide. Seven, not four, seven divisions. And who knows, in D7 there'll be no Richmond Heights, that's for sure. Richmond Heights might go to D4 or D5. They'll at least be a division away from Rushi next season, maybe two. But the point is, the field of teams in D7 next year, statewide boys basketball, that field's going to change. And yeah, it may not be quite as competitive as it was this season. We saw a great semifinal earlier today. Two outstanding clubs, Berlin Highland, Lima Central Catholic. But I tell you what, with what Rushi's got coming back, you look down through the roster, a lot of talent, a lot of size, outstanding head coach,
yeah,
tremendous tradition, great community, fine support from Rushi, Shelby County, the Upper Miami Valley. These Raiders in Division 7 boys basketball next year might just challenge for a state title once again, like the last two seasons, a year ago and this year.
Well, you would like to see it, and you would like to see them get a state championship. And I know that we cover seven teams in the Shelby County League, and I love you all equally. But Rushi, they deserve to get one.
And 48 boys at Rushi, 119. Richmond Heights, 48-119,
yeah,
and they've been in the same division the last 2 years and had to meet in the state semi. Didn't seem fair for it to happen that way, but you got to play the
you
way
gotta,
that
you got to beat them at gotta, some point. Yeah, so yeah, beat them in the semi makes the championship game easier.
Yeah, the potluck draw, yep, forced the two teams to play in the state semifinal. Well, we're done with hoops. Fort Loramie Girls won Division 4 a week ago here on scoresbroadcast.com. Congratulations to head coach Carlos Siegel, the Fort Loramie team, and the community. Fourth state title in Fort Loramie Girls basketball history. Rushi falling just a little bit short here today to Richmond Heights. But we've got high school baseball just around the corner. And if Mother Nature responds and the long-range forecast models are pretty accurate, could have a warm spring. It could be on the ball diamond in a couple, 3 weeks with high school baseball action for you. Expect Rushi and a number of area teams to be very good here in the 2024 baseball campaign for certain. We see Brad Francis, assistant coach, coming out for Rushi. Can we share a few words with you, Brad? Just a quick comment from Brad on feedback on the success of the Rushi season the last 2 years, the support from the community, and the three seniors you are going to miss in Francis, Monin, and Quinter.
Yes. First of all, thank you guys for everything. We're just going to miss them dearly. Not just we being the team, everybody. I just told them in the locker room, okay, you guys are three dudes, and
yep.
And they get it. They get it. They've been a integral part of our success, and the thing is, they're probably going to be a practice Monday on baseball, and
yep.
Could have matched the success also. But they are very integral parts, and you guys probably don't know this, but just Coach Bayshore said that he coached the 15 best girls in the United States of America, and I told the kids, I said, well, then we coach 15 best boys in the United States. So,
there you go.
So
we made the comment just a few minutes ago that if Richmond Heights played in Division III, Division II, they could very well play for a state title in those two divisions, but they would probably tell you to a man, you know, the best team we played was Division IV Rushi in the 23 state semi and in the 24 state semi.
That's I will say they gave us mad respect going through the handshake lines. Each one of them way different than last year. They were very respectful and told us all that going through the lines. So,
and at 42-42, the game changed. You had a series of empty possessions, and they cashed in, and that's when the ball game was won and lost right there.
Sorry, but let's not even talk about it. we can win up ourselves to death, but we just appreciate everything and
thank you so much. All these young men back on the baseball diamond here right away. New gym next year,
yep,
for boys and girls hoops. Looking forward to that. Say hello to all the administration, staff, the entire community from scoresbroadcast.com. We're so grateful for all the help you provided.
Good. Well, thank you guys. And I told people, I don't know what's going to happen Friday at 2 o'clock, but we're going to fight. And
you
that's
did.
What we did. So,
you
all right.
Did.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
Thanks.
Again, high school baseball just around the corner. We hope for a warm spring. Rushi baseball team should be mighty good here in 2024 with a host of players back that went to the state championship in Akron in 22, won it, went to the state finals in 23, was beaten, but a great track record of success on the ball diamond, and we'll be following Rushi and other area teams over the next several weeks. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for our updated broadcast schedule. So many thanks to our great listeners. By the way, we had over 7,000 last weekend for the two Fort Loramie games, the state semi early in the day on Thursday. It was not a night game. And then our state championship contest on Saturday, we had over 7,000 listeners. And I bet here for this game today, we probably had, 4,000 or better. Had Rushi played two, we would have been right back at 7,000 or 8,000.
Brad was sweating crazy. I can't put the headphones back.
Oh, okay. Thanks so much to Brad Francis, Spencer Cardonier, the coaching staff, all the players, the Rushi community, administration. You have been so helpful all year long. Hello once again to our online listeners. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer bidding you a good afternoon from here at the UD Arena. Final score, boys Division IV state semifinal, Richmond Heights 65, Rushi 52 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Scores Broadcast.com.